In this bulletin, a vote of no confidence in British Prime Minister Theresa May's government narrowly defeated. Revelations a vast number of antidepressant and anti-anxiety drugs have been prescribed to people in Nauru Detention Centre. And in football, the Central Coast Mariners end a 327-day winless streak. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomellis. A vote of no confidence in British Prime Minister Theresa May's government has been narrowly defeated, 325 votes to 306. The no confidence motion called by Labor leader Jeremy Corbyn comes a day after Ms May's Brexit deal was emphatically voted against in Parliament. Ms May now has 2 days to come up with an alternative deal. A series of messages between parliamentarians will now take place to try and reach a Brexit strategy more people are happy with. Ms May says she'll continue to fight for the best Brexit deal possible.
This evening, the government has won the confidence of Parliament. But the deal which I have worked to agree with the European Union was rejected by MPs and by a large margin. So now MPs have made clear what they don't want. We must all work constructively together to set out what Parliament does want.
Britain is due to leave the EU on the 29th of March. Meanwhile, a no-confidence vote against Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has been narrowly defeated. Parliament gave Mr. Tsipras 151 votes, meeting the threshold required in the 300-member assembly. Mr. Tsipras called the vote himself after his junior coalition partner quit, plunging the country into fresh political turmoil and fueling speculation about possible snap elections. The no-confidence motion came after Mr. Tsipras ratified a deal Greece made in June to rename its northern neighbour, the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, which will now be called Macedonia. Some Greeks argue the name Macedonia should only refer to the Greek province of the same name. The name dispute has been going on since the early 1990s. SBS has obtained documents showing there was a vast number of drugs prescribed to people in the Nauru Detention Centre over a 10-month period last year. The information obtained under Freedom of Information laws shows there was 10,000 single instances of prescription drugs being handed out between January and November last year. Most were antidepressant and anti-anxiety medications. The Australian Border Force said there were 163 people in the detention centre during September. Such a population equates to an average of about 60 single prescriptions per person over January to November period. It comes amid reports the mental health of those detained on Nauru continues to deteriorate. Dr. Beth O'Connor, a psychiatrist who worked for the charity MSF on Nauru for 11 months up to September last year, says many detainees were very distressed.
We treated 208 refugee and asylum seeker patients. Of these patients, 60% of them had suicidal thoughts and 30% of them made a suicide attempt.
Independent MP Karen Phelps in December introduced a bill in federal parliament allowing emergency transfers of offshore detainees needing medical treatment. The bill is expected to be voted on when parliament sits in February. Listeners seeking support and information about suicide prevention can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue on 1300 22 46 36. Fijian workers will soon be allowed to work on Australian farms as part of the expanded Pacific Labour Scheme. The migrant labour scheme, which was previously capped at 2,000 places, did not previously include places for Fijians. It allows workers from select Pacific Island countries to work in rural and regional Australia for up to 3 years. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is currently visiting Fiji, where he's also set to announce an $84 million partnership to provide university education for teachers and lift teaching standards. Australia is also set to send 1,000 hours of Australian television each year to media networks in the Pacific over the next 3 years. Let's check out the weather for the rest of today. It's mostly sunny in Perth and 26, cloudy in Adelaide, 37. Possible shower, 33 in Melbourne. In Hobart, an early shower or 225. Hot and mostly sunny in Canberra, 41. Partly cloudy, 29 in Wollongong. Cloud clearing in Sydney, 32 degrees. In Newcastle, sunny and 34. In Brisbane, partly cloudy and 32. In Cairns, also 32. In Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 34 degrees. Peggy Giacomellis with you for SBS News.